I'm fighting the world, world, world for you. I've been climbing this mountain, I've been moving the seas, I've been breaking down these walls. They keep rising against me. It's too high, too far, too deep to keep pushing back. Can you hear me now? It's too late, too long, too hard, like I'm gonna crack. Can you hear me now? I'm fighting the world, world, world.
I'm so excited to be talking to up-and-coming singer-songwriter Trinity Wiseman. How's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Great. Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
So tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're doing now.
Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I've been songwriting since I was about like 9 years old, and I don't know, I've just been pursuing it and coming down to Nashville for over 2 years now. I'm a senior in high school, and I plan to come down there full time and just continue pursuing my career as a songwriter and as an artist.
That's so cool. So since you've been doing songwriting for quite a while now, how many songs do you think you've written at this point?
Oh, I have no idea. Just hundreds, probably.
It seems like that's what everyone says, that they just write tons and tons of songs and then sort of narrow it down to the ones they want to focus on.
Yeah, catalogs are gigantic, full of songs. Like, some are just okay, and then some are just really the ones that you click with and really define who you are as an artist. And it's really nice, yeah.
So Fighting the World is one of your recent songs, which is really upbeat and has a great message. Tell us a little more about that song.
Well, I wrote the song about a person when I was writing it, and I think now I can see more how people can relate to it, and they could be fighting the world for a bunch of different things, like their beliefs or what they really are passionate about. They could be fighting the world for that, or just anything. I think it's a really positive message to get out there and just to show that you should fight for what you believe in and not give up just because everything else just keeps pushing you down.
And so did you write the song just on your own?
No, I actually did it in a co-write. So I had two other writers on that song with me.
And do you feel like you work better by yourself or in co-writes? Which one do you prefer more?
I think it really depends on, like, how you want to go about the song. Like, there are some songs that I really couldn't see myself writing with other people, but then there's other songs that I've written that I think that other people could bring really good ideas to the table and just could further make it into a better song than it already is.
And have you sort of developed your songwriting process? How do you first start out with an idea for a song?
It really depends. Sometimes I'll come in with like a lyric idea or a melody, and we'll really work off of that. And it's funny how songwriting sessions usually become like a therapy session. You just talk about everything that you've been through that week or the situation that you've been in. And it's surprising how much it really just develops from there. And if you're with somebody that you really connect with, then you have a pretty good song, and however long it takes you to write it.
Do you have any big influences that have helped you as you've been developing as an artist?
I think Ed Sheeran is probably my biggest influence as a singer-songwriter. And from when I was a little girl, I really looked up to Taylor Swift, and I really admired her way of songwriting and just how she, like, her style of music was just so eye-catching to me. Like, I always wanted to be listening to that. But I really admire the people that just write what they are going through and stuff that's happened to them, because I think it really just relates to everybody around them, and that's what makes them successful.
Well, I saw that the video for Fighting the World is up on your YouTube channel as well. That must have been really fun to make.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a little crazy with the fans and stuff. We had to make sure that they were on the right setting so it didn't look like I was being blown away or anything. And the boxing was crazy because I didn't realize how much it really took to be even look like you're a boxer because you got to be throwing everything into those punches. And it was really crazy to do, but I had a really good time.
So, any plans to have any other new videos up there soon?
We've got some in the works. We're really working on the two new EPs and trying to get those all finished and mixed correctly. And once those are done, I think that we'll just keep continuing with the projects that we're already working on.
Do the EPs have a name yet?
They don't, not yet. We're kind of still trying to figure that out, but we know what songs are going to be on them, and I'm really excited to see that product that comes out of it.
So when you're playing shows, is that where you sort of maybe test out a bunch of newer material and see how people respond to it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I always try to make sure that people know that it's an original song when I play it, and I just kind of see what the feedback's going to be. Sometimes it goes really bad because I've never played it out before and it's a complete train wreck, but other times I think it really just proves to me that this is a song that I definitely need to be doing, and just you can see on people's faces like that they really relate to what you're saying, and I think that that really helps me decide which songs I should and should not be pursuing.
Is there any specific song of the new ones that you're most excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about all of them, but on one of my EPs, there's a song called Blame that I really just love to do and love to play. It was one that I wrote by myself, and I really get into that song, and I don't know why it makes me so emotional when I sing it, but I really love that song.
So, do you have any shows planned coming up soon that people either in Pittsburgh or in Nashville can look out for?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, I have a couple shows coming up, like at this Irish bar called Clada on some upcoming Fridays, and then there's a club called the River House in Charleroi that I'm playing at on November 3rd, and just some shows in the Pittsburgh area for a little bit, and then I'll be back down in Nashville in December.
Very cool. Well, do you want to remind everyone where they can find you, both your website and social media, so they can keep up with everything?
Yeah, sure. My website is trinitywiseman.com. It's just how it sounds, you know, Trinity. Wiseman.com, and then my Instagram is Trinity Wiseman. My Twitter is Trinity Wiseman 1. My Facebook page is just Trinity Wiseman. So that type of stuff.
Great. Well, this has been so great chatting with you, and we can't wait for the EPs.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Is long, but I'm not giving up. No, I'm not giving up.